And what would you expect would be a typical trajectory for this patient as you treat the patient, particularly as it relates to the question of TLS? What would you expect to be typically happening, and what might you see if things sort of go in the wrong direction?
So the clinical course, once we initiate therapy, depends a lot on the bulk of disease. He has an elevated white blood cell count of 80,000, but it also his clinical course will also be dependent on if he's got big bulky nodes, if he's got splenomegaly. So the bulk of disease correlates with the clinical course in terms of tumor lysis. So what I would hope to see in a case like this would be we would give a dose of ransburicase. We would be aggressively hydrating the patient. The patient would be put on their chemotherapy and we'll initiate the chemotherapy. We would check electrolytes every 8 to 12 hours. If the potassium rises, then we will give a potassium binding agent. And that's typically if the potassium is over 5. And in those cases, we will have a nephrologist also closely monitoring the patient and assessing for the need for dialysis. Other interventions, other than managing potassium with potassium binding agents, if they're very high potassium, then we have given insulin before and glucose as a temporizing measure. And obviously, hemodialysis is an option in those patients who have very high potassium level.
Could I just ask, I'm curious, have you seen patients with clinical sequela of hyperkalemia utilizing all these measures? And what do you see? What is the greatest concern? Is it arrhythmias?
It's arrhythmias. Yes, we have seen patients with high potassiums and have peak T waves. And in those patients, we are typically, if there's any evidence of arrhythmia, those are patients we're considering hemodialysis for acute management of their hyperkalemia.